Yes, hello there.
Yes, you reached a very special phone number.
Yes, I guess. Is this Sebastian Mornos I'm speaking with?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Sebastian, this is Daniel Garcia, calling you back from Notebook Writing. I believe you remember we had a discussion about writing a book of yours.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, after that, I've been sending you emails. I'm trying to get in touch with you. I'm not sure if I'm able to reach you or if you even received an email.
Yes, I received it, yes.
Okay, all right. That's great. Did you manage to review it? Any questions so far? Anything you want to speak about for this book?
Nothing so far. Just thinking about more information on the topic.
Okay. And, have you written down something so far, or everything is in your mind?
Everything is in written in my mind.
It's in your
written
mind.
Down.
Okay. No, that's fine. If it's in your mind, that's okay as well. That's open up. So you're technically brainstorming right now for, how you can make this a better book.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, this is exactly where you would need professionals to go and help you out with, because they would be able to go and extract more information from you and tell you which direction you should actually write the book in. Eventually, this is actually a part of ghostwriting that we are actually talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So why is brainstorming alone? Let's do it together. What's it?
Yeah. So the book is about
mm-hmm.
a home. It's about a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He travels around these different places, different homelands, and he pretty much comes across different cultures of people, and he gets lost during the way, and then he finds communication, so he then eventually contacts the communication people, and then they take him with them there. And then so far, they just kind of hang out for a while. Snooze around, I guess. And then...
This is the thing you're actually writing on. If I'm not wrong, last time you told me there was something related to writing a scripture, from Bible.
Yeah, I was reading that too. I was like, they had a lot of king stuff in it, but it was different. But this one is more of like a traveling kind of book. I'm just writing about like all these different things you see in movies, all that stuff. Just kind of collabing it together.
Impressive. That's a nice thing. That's a nice thing. People love to go and hope you write, write books on this or maybe on this topic that you're actually after. For this, I guess I would have to assign you completely a team that would, cater you, interview you multiple times, just speak to you over the phone, extract maximum information from you in reference to the story, of course, help you flesh out what's really not important, which is really not necessary for the book, and line it up for you, cut it up for you, write it for you, edit it for you, proofread it, and then, take it from there. So that's something that is completely doable. I guess for this type of a book, 120 pages should be more than enough. What do you think? Do you think you would need more or maybe less than that?
Yeah, definitely. I need probably a little more time. I got the whole book written down in my head. I mean, I've got it written down on paper and already, but I think a writing team would be nice. Just
fantastic.
Put the whole travel, the whole character.
This number of page count is for the same thing, that you are able to explain your idea in detail. All right, it won't sound heavy, it won't sound too short. And plus, it would suit the publishing standards. You won't be limited to publish it on Amazon only or maybe in Barnes & Noble. You can publish it anywhere you like. You would have more platforms to publish it on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. It's pretty much character-based. So.
Character-based. Fantastic. So how about the book cover for this book? Have you thought on what type of book cover you would need? Any idea?
Yeah, probably like a... like a mountain, just a view of a mountain, and either a mountain or a volcano, this guy is like, you know, he's traveling different places just to see what's out there, because he has no idea. He's kind of like, he's born into this, into this wild land, I guess.
Makes sense.
And he pretty much has like no clue of a direction. So, and it's just a character idea. But I mean,
technically, some part of the book would be nonfiction. Some part would be made up, right? Some part would be, I guess, something true that you would come up with. I mean, obviously, when some people are imagining, you know, this is something. Imagination is when you see something, you know, and then you take it to the next level. So eventually there would be something that would be truth in this, but most of the part would be fictional, what I understand.
Correct? Yeah, fictional. Fictional.
Okay.
Make believe.
Fantastic. All right, not an issue. Sounds good. In reference to the book cover as well, that's really not a problem. Once we would actually have our hands on the manuscript, we would have the works catered on the book cover, right? And, you know, we'll be able to design something for you according to your ideas. Different variations will be sent over to you once you finalize the best one it will be doing to your book. So technically, from top to bottom, we will actually cover everything. Now, very important question for you, sir. All right, in reference to what you're looking for, I can help you cover that. But what are your thoughts, you know, which is holding you back to make a decision, to be very honest, you know? Is it the finances, or do you think it's not a strong story, or do you think, you know, you need a better team for that? I need to understand
definitely
that hesitation, you know?
Yeah, definitely probably the finances.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So last time we spoke about, you know, a reduced price and a discounted cost for this book, was that something affordable, to be very honest, or, you know, that was way above your requirements or your budget?
Not very affordable.
Not very affordable. Okay, so you're looking for a reduced price, in simple words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds great. That's a good thing. You know, you told me that up front. That's a very nice thing. Reason why is because you're running a good discount over here, so maybe I can help you with a better price. So that's the best thing. And any limitations to any certain platforms? Let's say we can help you publish the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Google Books, just to give it a start, all right, just to see what reviews are on board, you know, what people say about the book, all right, what the readers have to say about the book, of course. Once you see more reviews, we'll, you know, recommend you more platforms. But just to give it a start for now, we'll start with 3 platforms. Is that up and up for you? Any questions in this, anything that you have priorities on that maybe you just needed on Amazon, not anywhere else, or any specifics in mind? Go ahead.
No, I think it's all brilliant. I mean, it's kind of this art in a sense. I think it's coming together. I mean, it is like a traveling kind of book, based on one character almost. It's not me, but it's just a make believe character. So, yeah, I'll definitely I'll send you some of my writings.
Please.
If I can email it to you.
Yeah. Please do so. If you received my email the other day, I sent it to you, I guess, last week. Same day, maybe. So I'll try to resend it to you again. You can climb me back over there, all right, with whatever you have written. I'll have the team review that for you, all right. They'll give you good feedback to what they have to think about what you have written. And, you know, we can take it from there, too. The best part is, in reference to the discounts, I'm telling you that we are running a great promotion. So this week, I will be able to help you with a flat 50% discount on the total cost, you know. So that will be much more economical for you in reference to go and get this started with the reduced price. I guess that would help.
All right. Yeah. I'll send you the link on my email. I'll send you the whole writing that I have completed. It's a lot. So it might take a while. I don't know if I can send it all. It's a lot of pages.
No problem.
But I'll try.
Try to attach it to the email. If it does not go through, reply me back. I'll give you a WeTransfer link. You can upload it on WeTransfer. Give me a link over there. I'll be able to review it. It's a Google Doc, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's a Google Doc, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. It would go through. I don't think it would make an issue, but still. Send me the link. Let me see if I can open it. And whatever the feedback will be, I'll keep you in touch, you know, within the next 24 hours. No worry.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I'll be waiting for something to come, and we'll take it from there. Thank you very much once again for your precious time, Sebastian. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You too, sir. Speak to you soon again. Bye for now.